Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, the fourth hour of the Ben Maller Podcast. If you have not reviewed our podcast, 5 stars, please help us out on that. I don't know why, but management looks at that kind of stuff. Doesn't make sense to me. I'm not that bright. But 5 stars on the podcast page, wherever you get the podcast, but I know the Apple podcast page is a big one. So in hour four, Dallas has not made a final call on whether to keep or cut bait with Amari Cooper. So let's help him out. Does Amari Cooper stay or go from Dallas? You're going to get the answer right now in hour number four. Here it is. One of the more well-known receivers is in the penalty box. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together again in the air, everywhere, up close and personal, as we shuffle the cards coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the quarter as we avoid a bad quarter hour of programming here on the Fox Sports Radio Studios, secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. And our lead this hour coming from Jerry's World. I can't go too many days without talking about, how about them Cowboys? Now, the Cowboys are long gone from the NFL postseason. We're down to the final four. We'll find out the final two on Sunday. However, as always, and I give Jerry Jones credit for this, the Cowboys never on the back burner. They're always on the front burner in the zeitgeist of the football conversation. So what is going on here? So there's some whispers coming out of the Dallas side of things that one of their big name offensive stars is in danger. He's in danger of being kicked off the Cowboys, being handed his walking papers. Now, I don't know if you saw this or not. Perhaps not. So the word is that Amari Cooper, the ex-Raider, ex-Alabama player, Amari Cooper is in the danger zone and could face the old 1-2 punch and end up released this offseason, which is a nice way in sports. It's a very polite way to say you're fired. They don't say you're fired. Coaches get fired. Players get released. So the Cowboys are $21 million over the salary cap in 2022, and they have a gaggle of name brand or close to name brand players who are free agents. So we are told that no final decision has been made, but it's up in the air. And so let us discuss the question: does Amari Cooper play another game as a Dallas Cowboy? Does he stay or does he go? And if you see that sign pulsating, that is the exit sign. The exit sign is flashing. Hey, gone. Now, my observation is you got reservation, island, and mating dance. And we're going to put all of this together, and we are going to make some nachos. A properly made dish of nachos is one of life's joys, if with the right mix of the chips and the cheese and all the other toppings. Anyway, so number one. Amari Cooper right now is hanging by his fingernails to the Dallas Cowboys roster.
He gone.
He was very impressive when he first came over from the then Oakland Raiders, right? The Cowboys showed him the riches of Solomon. They took care of him. They gave him a lot of money. And ever since then, things have gone haywire. They've gone the wrong direction. And more importantly, if you look at Amari Cooper, he's the definition of a player that has moved over to the AWOL side of things. He's gone AWOL. And what is my evidence? So you have the eyeball test. Of course, wear glasses, or you have the just basic raw numbers. And his numbers, Amari Cooper, have suffered an implosion, right? A massive implosion this past season. He finished with just 68 catches, for 865 yards. Now, he had 8 touchdowns, but that is a massive downgrade from where Amari Cooper had been over the last couple of years. His first 2 full seasons as a Cowboy, he averaged 85.5 catches. So he's down 17 catches, and he was also down in the yardage categories. He was over 1,150 yards per season on average. And the Cowboys paid this guy a 5-year deal for $100 million before the 2020 season. So the first 2 years of the contract, they have a case of buyer's remorse. And as a result, Amari Cooper has picked up reservations, but not at a 5-star hotel. Cooper's got reservations in Jerry Jones' doghouse. That's not a place you want to be. In fact, I know for a fact Jerry, on the record, on his paid radio show at some station in Dallas, but not the good one, not the one we're on, Jerry lambasted Amari Cooper during that radio appearance at the end of the Cowboys season. Now, secondly, Cooper's also in the crosshairs because he got the big money, right? And the Cowboys got played. He got paid. Cowboys end up getting played. Now, they do have a Monopoly get-out-of-jail-free card in their back pocket. The Cowboys can instantaneously, presto, save $20 million against the salary cap and only eat $2 million in dead money if they just simply get rid of Cooper and release him after June 1st. So here we are in January. This is something that will not likely happen until June. But here's the other thing. And this, again, validates what I have been saying and barking into these microphones over the years, that the salary cap is malleable. Right? You can move it around. You can manipulate it with the numbers to fit whatever works for you. We mentioned Dallas is like $21 million over the salary cap, and they have guys like Randy Gregory and Michael Gallup and some other name brand players, notable players who are eligible for free agency. And so the salary cap has a bunch of these clandestine rules and, you know, these bonuses, incentives, proration and all that. It's just like a whole lot of applesauce, right? For example, we'll use Amari Cooper. We're talking about Amari Cooper. If the Cowboys wanted to keep Amari Cooper, there's always a way. Dallas could simply fix some of the problems that they have. They restructured Dak Prescott's contract, and ta-da! They create like $15 million in salary cap space just by moving some numbers around. And if you don't want to keep a player, you've got the ultimate excuse. You just say, well, listen, it's not, we want to keep you. You're a great player, but blame the salary cap, right? It becomes a game of survivor for Amari Cooper, who underperformed, as we pointed out, and you get voted off the island. You're no longer part of the island in Dallas. You are out of here. Capiche. Now, final point. So what is the move ultimately for the Cowboys? And I say they're still deciding, and there's some other factors that they have to look at and all that, but from where I sit, from this vantage point, they're going to look to make a trade. Now, that contract is not something that a lot of teams are interested in, but rather than just wait until after June and release Amari Cooper, why don't you see if you can get something for him? Why not, right? The NFL draft is normally when a lot of these trades happen, and you put Amari Cooper out there at a discount rate and see what's out there. And he's been tagged as a salary cap casualty, so it's more likely than not that Cooper's essentially got cooties. And why would you trade a couple of draft picks, even if they're mid-round draft picks, to get Amari Cooper for nothing, you know, when you can get him for nothing is what I'm trying to say, right? You fire him and then that's it. And where could he land? So this is one of those weird things where in sports, Amari Cooper's on the naughty list for the Cowboys. So he's trash right now to Jerry Jones. But one man's trash is another man's treasure situation. He's at age, 27? And he will be in demand. Even coming off a bad year, there would, I would say, anywhere from 5 to 8 teams, right off the top of my head, will love to do the mating dance, the mating ritual, the dance of romance to bring Amari Cooper in. If Tom Brady comes back to the Buccaneers, Antonio Brown's not walking through that door, They would take a shot at a guy like Amari Cooper if Aaron Rodgers goes back to Green Bay or goes to Denver to try to form a super team wherever he ends up. That's a possibility. The Cardinals have a dinged up DeAndre Hopkins. They'd never replace Larry Fitzgerald properly, so there's a possibility. The Tennessee Titans, always trying to upgrade. They don't have a quarterback, so they do have some good receivers already, but that's a possibility. The Patriots, although it doesn't seem like Belichick would want to get near Amari Cooper, but he's an Alabama guy, and we know Belichick loves him some Nick Saban. So there's a bunch of bad teams also that need help at the wide receiver. So what I'm trying to say is, even though this guy's a bum and all the Raider fans are all excited, right? He said, I told you, because when he was the Raiders, what was Amari Cooper's specialty with the Raiders?
Dropping right? The damn ball, and he was lazy, that
That's
bum.
That's right, Roberto. He had hands of stone. Hands of stone. He had the dropsies. He had the dropsies. But with the Cowboys, he has not had the dropsies as much, but he just hasn't been as impactful.
He's a lazy ass.
Lazy. Look at that, Roberto, taking shots. Taking pot shots for all the Raider fans that are out there. All right, so that is the Amari Cooper story. We don't need to drag that out any longer. It is the Ben Maller Show. This portion of the Ben Maller Show on Fox made possible by our friends at Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that is why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. So we had a listener earlier, Tammy from Montana, who had requested a nickname rundown. As you know, or maybe don't know, I don't do this that often, but here's my claim to fame. We don't have the biggest audience. We're just a little overnight show. I don't get paid a ton of money. Nobody knows who I am. I'm not like one of the popular guys that are on 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's when radio really clicks, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm on the dreaded overnight shift. But my claim to fame, nicknames. I have 49 sanctioned nicknames by the Maller Militia over my many years of gasbaggery. So here we go. It is time now for the Maller nickname roll call by request. By request. I have been called the Spin Master of Misinformation, the Bannering Broadcaster, the Beethoven of BS.
I get ass on Facebook.
It's one of my favorites. The Curmudgeon of Commentary.
I have lipstick on right now.
Who?
Chasm of Sarcasm. The Czar of Zany. The Dark Knight of Weeknight Sports Radio. Mogul of Mischief. Benny Jackass. The Brazen.
Jackass.
King of Zing. Moneyball Maller. Benny the Bopper. Facetious Fox. Sultan of Insulting.
You blew it!
The Shaman of Schadenfreude. The Jumping Jack of Wisecrack.
You pay me $500,000, I'll endorse a gay magazine.
What's wrong with that? Insight of Overnight. Medicine Man Maller. Nabob of Negativity. Sage.
Loser.
Of Outrage. Pinnacle of Cynical. Prince of Preposterous. Professor of Propaganda. Hazar of Hyperbole.
Yes!
And the Mad Hatter of Sports Chatter.
You
and that is only half.
Nothing! You lose!
Half of my
good day, sir!
Nicknames, but due to time constraints, we move ahead in the broadcast, so we will not give you the other half of the nicknames, but maybe in another episode, at another time, we will give you that. And everyone on the show has nicknames. Eddie's got a few.
Go to hell, Bill Miller.
I think, what were the nicknames? Roberto, you were the Duke of Dining and the Menudo Maker.
That's right. Yeah.
The Menudo Maker.
Arriba, arriba, andre, andre,
yeehaw. Oh, yeah. It was Menudo Maker and World Class Cookie Baker. That was your long nickname. So there's that. And, well, Ricky is in for Coop. And is it Run, Ricky, Run? Is that all we came up with? I don't know that we have anything else for Ricky.
Who?
I guess after his escapades on Facebook, we'll probably have some more nicknames that'll be sent in for our guy, Ricky.
You can find me on Facebook, Ricky.
Yeah, that's right there. Easy enough. Yeah, type Ricky with a Y and it'll pop right up. Why would he lie? I mean, it's right there.
What?
877-99 on Fox. Hit us up on Twitter at Ben Maller, and we'll take a look at the world of hockey. We'll take your calls first, but we'll have Puck the world. Also, fact or fiction coming up later in the hour. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly, on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller!
Yeah! Philly Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
After midnight, we let it all hang down on the Ben Maller Show. Join the best-kept secret on Fox Sports Radio. You can bird dog Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. Put your fingerprints on our signature features like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Well, we began ranting about Amari Cooper, who got paid and... Not going so well in Dallas. Rob in Vegas says Philadelphia should probably make a run at Amari Cooper. The Bears, Jags, Jets make sense. Also, by the way, can we please get the second half of the Maller nickname rundown? The customer is always right, as you know. Rob did request it. So I am known as the Baron of Balderdash. Oh. Big gallbladder. Bennis, the menace. Captain Knee-Jerk. The general of degenerates. Who? Tycoon of tees. Master of disaster. Jackass. The hustler of filibuster. Night light of nightlife. The pummeler of producers. Wait till you hear what we did to Ricky. Benny Brightside. Manatee. Of Insanity, Marconi Maller, Moneyline Maller, Emissary of Embellishment. I've been called the Weeknight Windbag, the Wizard of Wacky, the Slayer.
Three strikes are out at the old ball game.
Of Naysayers, the Grand Goober of Gab, the Tower of Babel.
And now they're banging each other.
On.
Oh,
on
yeah.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Adonis, the Nocturnal Colonel. Underdog of monologue.
God!
And the holy pope of the slippery slope.
That's fertilizer, says Kemp, over and over. That is fertilizer.
Yeah. James the Machinist says, Ben, do not sell yourself short. Many people know who you are. Many more people than you think. They just
Mark
forget.
Bulger is
they forget
our
your name.
Yeah, but.
I love that sound, but yeah. Oh, it's great.
Get down, funky chicken, and rumble.
That's good too. Yeah.
Get down, funky chicken, and blow your mind.
That is tremendous. That is the funky chicken dance. Oh, my God. That was wonderful. I laugh every time I hear that. I get a little smile. Like that's funny. That's comedy gold right there. All right, let's go to the phones. And let's say hello to Blake in Arkansas. What's going on, Blake? Welcome.
What's going on, guys? I guess you're not doing Benny versus the Penny online right now, so I'd like to get into your picks. But first, Roberto, cue the Fox breaking news. I've got a major report.
Breaking news from Blake in Arkansas.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Big. Yeah.
On January the 12th at around 3 a.m. Central Standard Time, I had a big white gentleman approach me. About the time I had my hand on my pistol, he starts talking about, boy, I sure like that truck. That's a good-looking truck. And on and on and on. I couldn't get the guy to shut up. I go about my business. I go inside. I start to pay. The guy in front of me is trying to make small talk with everyone. And about that time, he says, I need 2 number 2s, an 8, a 7, a 6, and 2 5s. And I look up, and he's got some wild berry sour Powerade in his hand. And I thought, that is Sir Scratch-Off.
You had a sighting? This is like seeing like Bigfoot. You saw
it was a unicorn, and Once I saw the watermelon Gatorade, I think is what it was he was talking. Anyway,
yeah,
it was him in the flesh. And the rumor that he gave up the lottery tickets is not true, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, we've debunked that. He admitted that he did stop for like a day. And then now he has gone back to the vice. He's back on the wagon.
Well, and that is no bit that he pulls on the radio. He would talk to anyone that would listen.
Yeah. All right. Did you introduce yourself to him? Did you say, hey?
That's a big negative.
That's a big no. Okay. But you.
So,
you
say, real quick, what do you like this weekend?
You're stealing my thunder here, as you know, Blake. I will be talking more about the games in tomorrow's episode. But looking at the lines and looking at some of the numbers here, I think the Niner-Ram game will be a field goal game. So if you get 3.5 or 4, I would take the points. And I'm leaning towards the Chiefs, but I don't like that point spread. That's a lot of points. That's a big number, a touchdown, and 7.5 actually in the Bengals-Chiefs game. So I got to look at that more. Because I hate laying that many points, but the Chiefs are so much better than the Bengals. They should win, but they play. Yeah. You know, Bengals can score some points. That's the problem. The Bengals offense can get going there, and it's hard to lose a game by a lot when you got a good offense. And I think they do have a good offense.
I'm waiting on the Honey Badger announcement. I think that's been way overlooked.
Yeah, well, that is true. Obviously, I mean, we won't know until Friday or at the earliest, probably, right? Officially, what's going to happen? So
I kind of have a gut feeling that with all the close games, I mean, you can't outdo. I think we'll be all disappointed, and there'll be blowouts this weekend. And I think the Rams are just going to absolutely murder San Francisco.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I think I have no problem with that.
Well, now talking to somebody 7 times in a row.
What's that?
It's impossible to beat somebody 7 times in a row. You know what the odds are on that?
Well, you would think, especially when you have an inferior quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, Garoppolo on Sunday, it'll be 3 weeks since he threw his last touchdown pass. 3 weeks.
I'm placing my bet as we speak. I'm all in. Let's go Rams.
All right, there you go. Blake in Arkansas pulling for the Rams. I appreciate it, Blake, and I know you're making a ton of money over there. He's got one of those like Amazon return stores where he's selling a bunch of stuff.
Have the lamb stopped screaming?
Yeah. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, let's head over to Eddie Garcia right now. Get caught up on everything going on the overnight. Some wild and crazy and zany scores, some blowouts, some weird things happening in pro bouncy ball. And here's Eddie.
All right, we will start with the NBA, checking some games of note. We had the Suns winning their 8th straight, beating the Jazz in Utah 105-97. Devin Booker, 43 points and 12 rebounds for Phoenix as they improved to 38-9, best record in the NBA. Utah going through some injury issues, has lost 9 of 11. Heat over the Knicks, 110-96. Miami's the top team in the East at 31-17. They're a half game up on Chicago, game and a half up on Cleveland. The Bulls beat the Raptors 111-105. Cavaliers beat the Bucks 115-99. The Nuggets take care of the Nets in Brooklyn 124-118. No James Harden, no Kyrie Irving in this one for the Nets. Hornets outscore the Pacers 158-126. The 158 points for the Hornets, a new franchise record for points in a game. LaMelo Ball led him with a triple-double, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 13 assists. College basketball, number 17 Providence won at number 21 Xavier 65-62. VCU knocked off 25th ranked Davidson 70-68. Wins in the top 25 for number 18 Tennessee, number 19 LSU, 22nd ranked Marquette, and number 23 Iowa State. NHL, the Avalanche make it 17 straight wins on home ice, beating the Bruins 4-3 in overtime.
You know why, Eddie? Because the visiting teams get the Mile High Flu.
That must be it. Yeah,
yes.
Can't be the
Mile High
Avalanche
flu.
Are really good.
Get it.
Maple Leafs beat the Ducks 4-3 in a shootout. Sharks over the Capitals 4-1.
The Maple Leafs beat the Ducks?
They did.
It's embarrassing.
And the Flames
suck this year.
The Flames down the Blue Jackets 6-0. Calgary, a team record 62 shots on goal in that victory. Coming up tonight in the NBA, we have the Golden State Warriors hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's our Discover Card Key matchup. It's brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. So, of course, we have the big conference championship games coming up on Sunday. As far as the latest injury reports going into Friday, 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo limited played in practice with his thumb injury, shoulder injury, though not listed on the team's report. And offensive tackle Trent Williams, one of their best players, did not practice on Thursday with that ankle injury. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that safety Tyrann Mathieu remains in the concussion protocol, but there is a chance, which is a weasel word, that he could play in the AFC title game. On
There's
Sunday.
The chance, Eddie, that my boss could call me today and offer me a $100 million extension.
Yeah. It's a really
small chance.
But there's a chance.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here further and further into the night. And this portion of the Ben Maller Show on Fox, made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. And it is true. I can confirm. You know, some people count sheep when they're going to sleep. What I do is I just do the Discover copy when I'm going to sleep. Over and over, in my head, over and over again. And then I fall asleep like a baby is what I do. Just Josh writes in from Cincinnati. He says, how can you have breaking news when it happened 2 weeks ago? This guy is no Marcel, just waiting to hear him say the Titanic just sunk on its maiden voyage. That was one of the great scoops of Marcel in Brooklyn. Let's go to the phones and let's say hello. Let's see here. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe. Pick a caller by their name. Let's say hi to Shane in Iowa. Hello, Shane.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome. What's up, Shane? How can we help?
So, I'm doing okay. I was watching Ryan Tannehill, and I got to thinking about Sean.
I did not ask you how you were doing.
Sorry about that. How are you doing, Mr. Maller?
Nobody cares.
Okay. I was watching Ryan Tannehill, and I was thinking about Sean McVay. Do you think McVay could fix a guy like Tannehill? I mean, he's gone to a Super Bowl with Goff. He'll likely go to one with Stafford. And I think John Wolford was the starting quarterback when your Rams beat my Seahawks in the playoffs last year.
I believe Goff played a good chunk of that game, if I remember correctly. But yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Well, I don't think Tannehill's that good. I don't know what he's been. He's been doing okay in the regular season, but yeah, you get something out of him because McVay's a better coach than Vrabel. So I'd rather have McVay as my coach than Vrabel, but I don't think Tannehill's that good. So how much better
can
he get?
Well, what do you think McVay's limit is then? Like, what couldn't he fix? Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields?
Yeah, I mean, those guys would be tough. They haven't really played enough. I don't think Hurts is ever going to be a great throwing quarterback. He's just kind of been the guy that can run for touchdowns and get a bunch of yards and all that. And Fields has hardly played at all, so who the heck knows? I've not been impressed with what I've seen from Justin Fields in Chicago, but anyway.
Right.
All right, Shane.
Well, that's all I wanted, Ben. Thanks for your opinion.
Thank you,
bro.
You got what you wanted, Shane, and that's what matters. You came to the store, and you got what you needed. You got what you wanted. And what you want right now is hockey. What you need right now is hockey. And what you're going to get right now is hockey. Dadgummit. We go over to Eddie Garcia right now to get you caught up on all the hockey news that is fit to talk about on radio. Hockey. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Who knew? Well, thank you, Ben. We're going to start off by looking at the standings right now because we are pretty much at the halfway point of the NHL regular season. 21 of the 32 teams have played over half of their games on the schedule so far. In the Eastern Conference, I've been talking about this for a while. I think the playoff teams are already set. I've been saying that for weeks now. In the Atlantic Division, your top three teams are the Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning, and Toronto Maple Leafs. None of those are a surprise. In the Metropolitan Division, you got the New York Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins, and Carolina Hurricanes. And the two wildcard teams right now are the Washington Capitals and the Boston Bruins. I think those are all going to be the playoff teams when it's all said and done. There is one team to keep an eye on, and that is the New York Islanders. They started off the year with a long road trip because their arena wasn't finished, and then they've had all kinds of injuries and COVID issues, but they're starting to get on track now. They've passed Montreal, Ottawa, Buffalo, Philadelphia, and New Jersey in the standings over the last couple of weeks. They still have a long way to go, but we'll keep an eye on the Islanders. A lot of people had them booked as a playoff team. Some even had them as a Stanley Cup winner this year. So they dug themselves a huge hole, but they're trying to dig their way out of it. We'll see if they can do it or not. Other than that, I think everything is set. The Montreal Canadiens are an interesting team. In the Stanley Cup final last year, they're now the worst team in hockey, only 8 wins in 41 games. That's a mighty fall from grace. And the Philadelphia Flyers right now are mired in a 13-game losing streak. That is the longest losing skid in franchise
history. Where have you
history.
Gone, Broad Street Bullies?
That's right. Moving over to the
Broad Street Pansies.
Moving over to the Western Conference, things a little bit more open. In the Central Division, you got Colorado Avalanche, Nashville Predators, St. Louis Blues, your top three. Pacific Division, Vegas Golden Knights, Anaheim Ducks, and LA Kings. You're in the top three. The Ducks and Kings are pretty big surprises. Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, you
Wild.
Said that the Kings were going to suck. I remember that.
Yeah, I told you, Eddie.
You said that, Eddie. You were a hater.
I'm glad
Garcia
to be wrong.
Garcia the hater.
Glad to be wrong. The Minnesota Wild and the Calgary Flames right now are your two wild card teams, but the Dallas Stars and the San Jose Sharks are tied with Calgary in points, although the Flames have played fewer games because of the COVID cancellations. I'll make those up later on. Edmonton and Winnipeg, big disappointments so far, not playing very well, but there's still time if they can get things going in the West. All right, let's get to the news from the past weekend. Sad news for the New York Islanders. Legend Clark Gillies passing away at the age of 67. Played with the Islanders for 12 seasons. Also spent 2 years in Buffalo. He's top five in Islanders history in games played, points, goals, and assists. Almost 1,000 career NHL games. Got over 300 goals and almost 700 career points. He's number nine retired by the Islanders in 1996. And he was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2002. Clark Gillies passing away. Looks like the Vegas Golden Knights debut for Jack Eichel going to take a little longer and maybe really long. Last week, owner Bill Foley of the Knights said that Eichel was a couple weeks away from playing his first game following neck surgery after the trade from Buffalo. This week, head coach Pete DeBoer said he's at least a month, maybe 2 months away from playing. There's been no report of a
two
setback.
2 months, Eddie? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Here's the speculation, though, on what's going on here.
Okay.
Now, last year, the Tampa Bay Lightning had a former MVP who was injured for most of the regular season, Nikita Kucherov. They couldn't fit him in under the salary cap, so they held him out for the entire regular season. And then when the playoffs came, and the salary cap is not applied, hey, guess what? He's ready to go and helped him win the Stanley Cup. And there's talk that maybe the Vegas Golden Knights will do the same thing, hold Jack Eichel out for the entire regular season. Then when the playoffs come and they don't have to make any roster moves to fit him in under the salary cap, that he'll suddenly be healthy and well enough to play. So we'll see if that happens.
They should just get some pixie dust and then it'd be fine.
Yeah. Vancouver Canucks hired Patrick Alvin as their new general manager.
Who?
Patrick Alvin. I have never heard of him either. He was a former assistant GM for the Penguins and was hired by Jim Rutherford, who is the new president of hockey operations for Vancouver. His former title was GM of the Penguins, so he's hiring his former understudy there in Pittsburgh.
The nepotism. The nepotism never ends,
Eddie. I don't know if that's nepotism, but it's definitely good, maybe old boy, you know, hiring your friends. But the Canucks also hired former player agent Emily Gastonguay as their assistant general manager. She is the second female assistant GM in NHL history. So we had a couple of racial incidents in minor league hockey this week, both alleging that white players made monkey gestures towards black players. One incident was in the AHL, and that player was hit with a 30-game suspension. The other incident was in the ECHL. The player in question, Jacob Panetta, was released by his team, the Jacksonville Icemen, and indefinitely suspended without an investigation into what happened. And Panetta has offered some compelling evidence that this was all a misunderstanding.
Doesn't matter, Eddie. It's 2022. You don't need evidence. You makes an accusation, you're guilty
so he
on
is
all
saying
charges. No, we get rid of the court system.
He's saying that he did not make a monkey gesture towards Jordan Subban, the black player.
He said he was doing
a flex move, like he was, you know, they were fighting and he made like a move like he was, you know, flexing his muscles.
Brother.
Yeah.
And he offered video of him doing this in other games when he's gotten into some scraps. So
compelling evidence.
There is some evidence that this was actually just a misunderstanding. But as we said, he already was released by the team and indefinitely suspended by the league. So as you said, it doesn't seem like people are real interested in actually.
No,
the
nobody
facts
cares. They don't like that. People get bummed out when they you know, it's like the mob mentality. They love when they can take somebody down, even if they're wrong.
Yeah,
they don't like to be. Remember the NASCAR driver where everyone was convinced somebody put a noose up in the garage and it was a total bullcrap story? They called in the FBI and everyone's all bummed out. They're like, oh, damn, I wish it was. Ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. But by the way, the player involved, Jordan Subban, his his brother, and both his brothers play in the NHL, and they were kind of outspoken about it before this latest development came out. So we'll see. I hope if the guy's innocent, he can get his job back, but it does
get
seem
a different
doubtful,
job somewhere else in some other.
There's not a lot of other hockey leagues you can play in.
Go to the Ukraine. Hang on to the Ukraine.
All right. That's your Puck the World report.
I read one of the Klitschko brothers is the mayor of Kiev.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I read that somewhere. I don't know which one. They're all those Klitschko guys. You know.
Isn't there some issues going on with Ukraine and Russia right now?
Allegedly. I don't know. It sounds like a wag the dog situation, but who knows? Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on and on. You know, I was pointing out, you know, I go to bed and, you know, some people count the sheep and all that stuff. But what I do is I say, the Ben Maller Show, made possible by our friends at Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture. I feel like I've heard this before, Eddie. You deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more. Discover.com/match. Limitations apply. You give us, was it 5 minutes, Roberto? We'll take care of you.
Right around there.
Yeah, right around there. We have a 5 minute little kitchen timer that we do with the salt. All right, anyway, we will press on here. We need some judges because we are going to have, whether you like it or not, a radio game show, fact or fiction. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing keeps you up at night more than the authentic sound of the Ben Maller Show. Help bond with the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and get funky in the audio vault of magical podcasts from past shows. It's as easy as ABC and 1, 2, 3.
That's right. You gotta say it with more pizzazz, Eddie. You're not...
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a lot of pizzazz there.
Not a lot of pizzazz.
Subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Amplify the Maller brand.
Yeah.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
All right, let's do it. We don't have a lot of time, so let's welcome in our celebrity judges here. We'll see how many can we get on the air here and have time to do the bit. We have the power couple, of course. We got to get them on. Leslie and Jack the Judge in Bradenton in Florida. Hello, Leslie. Welcome.
And how are you?
I am well, Leslie. I am feeling great. Tremendous. Life is good. The Rams beat Jack the Judge and your Buccaneers, so we're happy about that.
I know. What a game.
Yeah. That's all right. I would say you have Pirate spring training, but it doesn't sound like there'll be spring training. So, yeah. Everything good with you guys? Everything all right?
Yeah. Yep. Great.
Awesome. All right. Hold on a sec. We've got Leslie. She's going to be one of our judges. Who else do we have? Rachel in Montebello. Hello, Rachel.
Beautiful Ben, the NFL, and the Ben Maller Show bringing home the bacon.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. There you go. Everything good with you, Rachel?
Right? Wonderful. Yeah. Go Rams, go Rams.
That's right. Damn right. You can ram it all day. You can ram it all night. Hold on a sec, Rachel. 8 in the morning, too. Steve in Minnesota. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Benny.
You sound excited, Steve.
I am very excited. I'm excited, but I'm a little peed off about these MVP picks.
Why? Because you don't like Aaron Rodgers as the MVP?
Well, we got Rodgers sitting on his couch. We got Brady sitting on his couch right now. We got Jonathan Taylor saying, "Jesus, so I wish we could."
That's how it always happens. I don't have time for that. But hold on a sec, Steve. I think that's all we have time for. So here we go. Story number one. The wife of one Ram player has asked the Ram fans to sell their tickets to her. She says she'll buy the tickets instead of selling them to 49er fans. So is that real or is that fake? Story number two. On Wednesday night, the Hornets beat the Pacers by a gazillion points. After the game, LaMelo Ball told reporters that he said, quote, "I despise the Pacers for no apparent reason." You'd think he'd love the Pacers after they won that game by that wide a margin. Story number three, the mother of Bengals defensive back Eli Apple said on social media that tickets are just too expensive for the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. Eli responded by telling her to watch it from the crib. So he told his mom to watch the game from home. All right, let's see which of these three stories is not true. We'll say hello to Leslie. One, two, or three, Leslie?
I'm going to go with number one.
All right, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you, Leslie. Hold on a sec. We've got Rachel and Montebello. One, two, or three, Rachel?
Number two.
Number two. Steve in Minnesota. Quickly, Steve. One, two, or three, Steve?
Also two, sir.
All right. Well, congratulations to Rachel and Steve. Number two was the fake story, the story about LaMelo Ball. He didn't say, "I despise the Pacers." Why would anyone hate the Pacers?
Got a murder. Got to go.